Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
It's time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
Hey, how we doing, baby? It is Sunday. I missed my normal time. I apologize for that. It took a day at the beach. It was a good time. My cheeks are going to be a little bit more red than normal. I know you didn't think that would be possible, but it's Sunday, and we get the opportunity to talk some 49ers football and get a little off topic. I wanted to take a little bit of a break. On our rookie breakdown specials and kind of guests and all those things. This month has been crazy for this podcast. I don't know if you know this, but we started with the road trip, and I want to give a shout out to the 49ers Rush Road Trip. Go to 49ersrushroadtrip.com. Get your tickets. We're going to three cities this year: Chicago, Los Angeles, and Philadelphia. And we've got discount hotels booked for the cities. Still working on LA stuff. That one's a little more complicated, but it's going to get done. And we're going to be throwing parties the night before. It's going to be an absolute blast. But in order to promote this and kind of get the name out there and build what I want this to be, I've had to spread the word. And so I have been on 12 podcasts in 14 days. Just talking 49ers, draft stuff, all that, but pushing this 49ers Rush Road trip, and it's been cool. It's been really, really cool. And so what I wanted to do is just kind of like sit back. Let's have like a chill afternoon chat. Like a lot of you guys, Phil Mickelson right now, he's, walking from 16 to 17, up a couple shots, about to break, an all-time record, which is incredible. Go, Phil, go. I get called Phil Mickelson sometimes in some circles. I say I got the same facial characteristics, a younger Phil, which I take as a wonderful compliment. He's a good-looking fellow, I must say. I think it's the chin and the nose and the smile, but whatever. So what we're going to do today, shout out to the Countdown crew. I see you guys representing strong today. I love it, man. Hashtag CC. All you got to do, first 90 seconds, we go live. Put that in there. We got giveaways coming soon. We've got, let's see here. Today's the 23rd, so in one more week, we'll be doing a giveaway to the hashtag Countdown crew. That's coming strong. I'm wearing one of the shirts here today. Trey Area, baby. We gave one of those away just a couple weeks. Rolls Royce says, is Chapman a Laker fan? No. Born and raised in Dallas-Fort Worth. I've shared my story about how I hate the Cowboys. So much. It stems back to a stepdad I didn't get along with, whatever else. He wasn't a basketball fan, though. I'm a diehard Mavs fan. Luka, going from Dirk to Luka is everything to me. Just as much fun as possible. And the fact that they're playing the Clippers up 1-0 right now. I hate the Clippers. I hate the Lakers. Just not my teams. Not my teams. I respect LeBron and all that he's done, and I get all those things. But yeah, not a Lakers guy. My default team is, Golden State, obviously. But my allegiances, they lie with the Dallas Mavericks. That's just kind of what it is. So, having said that, I put out on Twitter and Patreon. Yeah, let's get some questions. Let's jump around. Let's get weird. And so if you have your question, tag me in the chat. There's no way I already have too many questions that I can get to, but I'm going to try my hardest to get to them all. And let's just chit chat. Let's go through some random topics. This is not prepared. Literally, I put this out 30 minutes ago and said, hey, let's go live. Let's talk. Let's just get some stuff out there, chit chat back and forth. And man, it was awesome. You guys never cease to disappoint. The best, I don't know what we're called, Countdown Crew podcast, freaking awesome people, community that we have here. It's absolutely incredible. Al says this, love the crossover with BD Peacock and Croc. Yeah, man, we've been working those phone lines. And again, I got to say, the whole Brian Peacock, you know, Locked On 49ers, amazing job. Shout out to him and all that he does. One of the hardest working people. Hey, he does 10 podcasts a week. They're not all 49ers, but great job as always. And, you know, he put up, hey, I need a guest for today's show. Something happened. He didn't have a guest, something, whatever, scheduling or whatever. And the first person jumped in there and said, hey, ask John Chapman. It's probably my grandma. I don't think she's on Twitter, but if she was, I appreciate it. So you guys, y'all fight for me, and I really appreciate that. If you see something out there and somebody's looking for something, man, throw my name in the ring. I don't say no to many things. I usually try everything twice. That's my motto. So yeah, I'm going to jump on podcasts any way that I can to spread the word, and just the community is just so awesome. So you kind of take that and move on from there. Brian Carter, it's your birthday. Brian Carter is a great friend of the podcast, Patreon supporter. I appreciate that, brother. Happy birthday, man. And I think Brian's got a question on here. Yeah, here we go. Let's jump down. Let's go to his. Great question here, Brian. Man, happy birthday, brother. What clues will you be looking for? Snap counts, first team versus second team matchups, all that stuff in training camp and OTAs. To get an idea of who makes the roster. So, you know, it's different now. If you remember, it used to be where there were like three cutdowns, and that would kind of help you understand, all right, this is this. You get to focus on the first, you know, battles and all those things. It's not like that anymore. There's one cutdown, and the depth that this team has established, it's going to be absolute bonkers. I think probably the most contested battle is going to be that swing tackle spot. You know, the 49ers went out. Draft picks usually make the roster. Seventh round picks, not so much. Sixth round picks, only every now and then get cut. But we didn't have any sevenths. And the guy we got in the sixth round, Elijah Mitchell, they had a fifth round grade on. They've been public about how much they liked Elijah Mitchell. So I'm telling you right now, our draft picks are making this roster. That's happening. So, but what you have to look at is that swing tackle, Brian. And I think that's going to be, I think there's four guys fighting for the backup tackle spot. Now, obviously, you got Trent Williams and McGlinchey. They're set. Justin School has been the guy. Now, we'll have to see what happens. But because the 49ers drafted two guards, I think that that's going to push Colton McKivitz back to tackle, where he should be, out of West Virginia. If you remember, everything happened so fast last year. Before the Trent Williams trade, the front office found out Joe Staley was retiring, okay, before the first round. Didn't leak it out. 49ers Waterworks, baby. No leaks detected. They never leak anything out. Went through days one. Still didn't say anything. Tristan Wirfs was on the board. They said, nope, we're good. We're going to trade back, get our DT. We'll figure this out. They finally get the trade wrapped up for Trent Williams. But Kyle Shanahan said in the post-game press or the post-draft press conference, those things are so valuable. Oh, they're so valuable because they tell so much truth. But Kyle Shanahan said, you know, we didn't know the Trent Williams was going to get worked out. And our plan was to draft Colton McKivitz in the fourth round. That's what they were going to do. But what happened, they were like, you know what, yeah, whatever. They finally got the deal worked out with Trent Williams. And then, lo and behold, they get in the fifth round. They deal Matt Breida for that fifth round pick. And Colton McKivitz was still there. And they're like, you know what, let's take him. They wanted him to be that tackle. And they have said that repeatedly. Now, he has a lot of position versatility. A lot of players do. But what happened was they played him at guard because they were just a mess last year. And he was average, but not great. I think this moves him back to tackle. You got Sean Coleman, who opted out, had the injury after we traded for him for the Browns. He's going to be there as well. So you've got those three guys. You could throw in Dan Brunskill, who might be the best of the bunch. But, you know, it seems like Kyle Shanahan's pretty set that Daniel Brunskill is going to learn that center role and be the interior offensive line spot. Only one of those guys are making the roster. You know, so School, McKivitz, Sean Coleman, that's going to be a fun one. We're going to have to see what happens there. Now, I could tell you, I'm hoping McKivitz wins that. I like School. He just plays poorly against Green Bay for whatever reason. But I'm hoping McKivitz, I think he has the highest ceiling out of all those players. That's who I'm hoping wins that job. So that's one of them. Obviously, wide receiver three. There's so many issues. With wide receiver three. Part of me thinks wide receiver three is not even on the roster right now. You know, you here, let's transition a little bit, Brian, because I think this is huge. Adam, also on Patreon, thanks for the support. He says, what is the reason to sign and then cut Marquise Lee just a matter of days? Yeah, I made a scratch, head scratcher. I don't think it had anything to do with what was on the field, to be honest with you. I think it had to do with injuries. He came in basically trying out with the rookies. They just needed bodies because they only had four undrafted, you know, free agents. They only drafted eight. They gave you 12 players. Well, you bring in a quarterback, you need bodies to throw to, and they got to figure that out. So they brought in a whole bunch of people, and Marquise Lee looked good. So good, in fact, they signed him. Well, they signed him. They go through, I think, again, this is just John Chapman, whatever. It's the only way it makes sense. I think that they found something that was going to be an issue and it hasn't healed completely. I don't think you run through all that with the tryout player, but once they figured out, you know, whether, you know, he's coming off three seasons missed, one because he opted out in the two injuries before that, I think that's the reason why. It's the only way it makes sense because they go out and they sign Benny Fowler. I hate to tell you this. Benny Fowler's not going to have the same fanfare and, oh, this is our new wide receiver three. No, it's not. Okay, undrafted free agent out of Michigan State, about to turn 30 years old here in a matter of weeks. 6'1", 212, you like that. But he only had two catches last year in 2020. His best year was 350 yards and two touchdowns back in 2017 for Denver. So there's no doubt they want a little bit more experience. I don't think Benny Fowler's making this roster at all. I don't think the wide receiver three is on this team currently. I really, really don't see that. Personally, if I could pick anybody, and I know everybody's like, Julio. Well, let's talk about that. Jamison Crowder is a guy that I want. Now, the Jets, they've you know, reloaded their wide receiver position. I don't think there's really a spot for Jamison Crowder, and his roster's, I mean, his salary is way too much. I don't think you trade him for this salary. I think the Jets are going to move on from him. I think he's going to get cut. I really do believe that. They're trying to do this huge youth movement. They drafted people to take that spot, and I think he gets cut and goes to a contender. He would be ideal. Oh, so good. Now, you talk about Julio and kind of all those things, whatever else. But here's the thing. You know, Julio, let me just put this out there for Julio. I love Julio. And, you know, I was talking with Brian Peacock on Locked On 49ers, and we talked about this a little bit too, and I said out there, look, nobody likes Julio Jones more than Kyle Shanahan. Nobody does. You go back to kind of the questions, whenever, anytime Kyle Shanahan trades or drafts a wide receiver, he's going to go back to, well, your prototypical wide receiver is... And he's going to throw it out there. Oh, it's Julio Jones. Julio Jones type. Julio Jones-esque. Oh, if you can get Julio Jones, you go get Julio Jones. So that's there. The Kyle Shanahan loyalty project that I always call it. If you played for him in the past, he loves you. The problem is context. It's not as simple as I want him, he wants me, let's make this work. I feel like that last comment could have been Grinders, like a slogan. I want him. He wants me. Let's make it work. Maybe they should be the official podcast. I don't know. But the idea, sorry about that. But the idea is there's no draft capital. Julio Jones is worth a second, minimum. go back to Mohamed Sanu getting traded for a second round pick at the trade deadline. Emmanuel Sanders going for a third and a fourth. Like, Julio Jones is way better than those two players were at that point, and it's not even close. He's got to get a second round or second round equivalent. Now, the 49ers can't trade a second round pick. They can't do that. Why? Because they've already traded their first. You mean to tell me Kyle Shanahan's going to go into the next draft and just say, yep, no first or second round pick. We're just going to wait till the third? This guy's not patient when it comes to that. And again, if you go back to, you remember we traded the second round pick for Dee Ford. Then we traded our third and fourth round pick for Emmanuel Sanders to try to get over the hump, and it worked. That was a successful trade. I think both of them were. Dee Ford, less so as time goes on, but I digress. He went into the draft. We had that first round pick. We didn't have a second, third, or fourth. And Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch said, we will never do this again. So let's see. Did they learn their lesson? Now, if you could finagle something for Julio Jones, like a player, then I think you can talk, right? What if you throw in one of those linemen? What if you throw in some of those running backs that's just super... man, it's incredible the depth that we have there. You know, you throw in Justin School and Jamichael Hasty in a fourth round. Because the problem is the Falcons, they have problems. They have money problems. They can't sign their draft class. They don't have enough cap to pay for their draft picks. They're stuck right now. Now, they're waiting until June 1st. So there's a week before any movement goes on. Because the way the cap penalties are established is there's one important date. That's June 1st. After June 1st, you can prolong and spread out the cap hit that Julio, the dead money for Julio Jones over 2 years, which they have to do. So because of that, my wife's calling me right now. I got to send her a text. She's going to get mad at me. Uh-oh, I'm live, baby. I need to like program one of those things on my phone where it's like, oh, yeah, call you later, whatever. Like, oh, hey, recording live. Love you. Bye. Anyway, I'm going to blame this on you guys. You guys are going to have to get me out of trouble with the wifey. But the idea is this. You spread those. That's going to have to be spread out over 2 years, Julio and the Falcons. Just looking at the Falcons' perspective. So there's a week, and then Julio's probably going to get traded. There are teams that will pay more than... There are teams that want him more than the 49ers and that can pay him more. There's no doubt about that. Pay the Falcons more and more draft capital, all those things. But Julio wants to go to Kyle Shanahan. That's just what it is. So you can get him. It's going to take some finessing in the front office style. You know, if you look at the trade for Teddy Bridgewater, right? So Teddy Bridgewater being traded from the Panthers to Denver. You had the Panthers say, look, we'll take a whole chunk of salary to make this palatable for your team. So it's going to take a little bit of that. The Falcons are going to have to say, all right, we're going to take a little bit. And then to make this work for the 49ers, because the 49ers don't have the cap space to take that $15 million chunk. It's just not there. You know, if you look at where the 49ers currently are, we're really high. We have about $18 million in cap space. That's great. We haven't signed our draft class yet. So that's $9 million off the books. So 9.5 to be exact. We haven't signed anybody. So even though we're at 18 now, or that's not what we have. Once we sign the draft class, then we're going to be closer to $9 million. Okay? And you're saying, all right, well, we can make that work. Well, hold on. You got to extend Fred Warner. That's going to take place too. Now, depending on how you do that deal, you might be able to get by with like a $5 million cap hit, right? So that $9 million, now it's $4 million. That's not enough for Julio's 15. And that's after June 1st. So now, not only did you just trade two young players and a fourth or a couple fourths, now you've got to get Julio to restructure. You're comfortable with that. And you might have to shift a couple deals. You know, one thing that I think you could do, and this is going to piss some people off, but listen to me before you react. I love you guys. Don't get mad at me. What you do is you restructure Jimmy, because now Jimmy's going to be on the team. You restructure like $3 million. So you shift a $3 million cap hit for 2021 to 2022, and that might be enough to let you finagle Julio Jones in there, if that makes sense. So there's ways to get it done. And there's things that are there. But again, you got to get creative. You got to get creative, and that's what's there. So, there's a lot of good questions there. And, man, I like it. Staying with this question, you know, let me make sure. Here we go. This is from Brett on Twitter. Do you think there'll be any good cap casualties that we can get cheap after June 1st or in the preseason? Yes. Yes, there are. The issue is going to be if you sign them and bring them in, the 49ers are already stacked. What position, besides wide receiver perhaps, if you bring somebody in, you're cutting some top-tier guys. We've got five safeties. You know, it came out the 49ers wanted to bring in one more linebacker, but, man, we've got a lot of depth at linebacker. Do you push out Aziz? You know, do you push out Gary, who you just signed? Cornerback, good Lord, we've got corners now. You went and drafted two of them. So are you going to carry seven corners? We'll see. Now, one of my things that I really like about this, there are going to be cap casualties. There's no doubt about that, especially whenever you're looking at older players. But one of the things that I think is most important about the 49ers, and I want to go to this question. I think it kind of transitions to, I'm bouncing around my questions here all the time. This is from John C., not me, somebody else. John C. on Twitter. If there are no multiple injuries, save for one major injury, will the 49ers be on the fast track to the Super Bowl this year? They're definitely one of the favorites. They're definitely there. And the reason why I say that is you look at the teams that are slated to be kind of at the top level competition-wise, look at Vegas numbers, projections, whatever else, all those things.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds. Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks. Lillard, 4 3-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers, 49ERS, for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on PrizePicks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up. Got you covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install. You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So, if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Lock. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is Eufy Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock. The 49ers have as much depth as any team in the NFL. And I've said this a few times. I think this is what's important. Kyle Shanahan has lost 2 out of 3 seasons to injuries. That's the issue. He's basically drafted free agency and all those things that he's doing is saying, look, injuries are not going to ruin my season this year. It's not happening. Last year, we lost 5 centers before week one. 5 centers before week one. So they basically cut that and said, look, interior offensive line will no longer be a position, a problem anymore. It's not an issue any longer. You look at running backs. Man, we've lost 4 running backs 4 years in a row. Doesn't matter anymore. We have 6 now. You're going to lose 4? Guess what? We still got 2 guys. And you go across all those things. Defensive line. Golly. Just stacked too deep. And you look to what happened last year. You lost Bosa, right? You lost Solomon Thomas. You lost all these other guys. Well, guess what? Still had a top 10 defense. So what you're doing is you're insulate. You're bubble wrapping this team. injuries are going to happen. There's no doubt about that. Football is a 100% injury rate profession. Every single person will be injured at some point. Doesn't matter who you are. Look at Tom Brady. Injuries. Missed a whole season with a torn ACL. Like, these things happen to every single person that plays in the NFL. If you played high school ball, you still have injuries. If you played college ball, you're walking funny. That's just what it is. So what you have to do and understand, 49ers will have injuries this year. Some key ones. There's no doubt about it. But what you've done at most positions, not all. You know, I would argue wide receiver, that's the big one. I think you can overcome injuries to any position. Quarterback, that's what's hurt us. Now we got Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo. And so you're fine there. You lose a quarterback, you're fine. You lose two running backs, you're fine. You lose an offensive tackle, that's going to be problematic, but I still think we're going to be okay. We've got depth there. We saw how bad our offense got last year in that Green Bay game with the COVID calls. You remember that? Kendrick Bourne had a positive test, and everybody he was hanging around with got, you know, couldn't play, and it was a Thursday night game, and we were out there with freaking nobody. That cost us, I mean, not saying we would have won that game, but we were playing with backups, man. We were down our top four wide receivers anyway. So I think the 49ers are insulated enough to where they can perform despite injuries. Wide receiver position, I don't know. That's one that I kind of want to see there. Now, this question comes from Nick, and shout out to Nick. He's always with us. I appreciate it. And it's all caps, so I feel like you're yelling at me. So I'm going to read this a little loud, Nick, okay? He says, John, do you think we're only keeping Jimmy G because he has no trade value or second quarterback insurance? Question mark. All right, don't yell at me again, Nick. That is a little too intense for me, man. I'm a low-key. I'm a vibe guy, man. So this front office does not lie. Is Jimmy Garoppolo the best quarterback? No. Is he how you draw a quarterback? No. Is he an average quarterback in the NFL? Yes. You could have got rid of him. So many options. I mean, if you remember, before the draft and before the trade up to number three and all those things, Patriots were trying to get him. And, you know, what came out was, look, not at this time. We're not interested. We didn't insure our quarterback for the future. And before they made the trade up to number three, again, listen to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. Are they 100% truthful for us? No, they're not. But they're the most honest and truthful organization after the fact. Any team in the NFL is not close. John Lynch said, before we made the trade up, we went to ownership and said, look, we are doing this trade with the entire understanding that we are keeping Jimmy Garoppolo and his salary on for 2021, and he will be our quarterback. This will allow us to bring in Trey Lance and let him see. Trey Lance is the youngest quarterback rostered in the NFL. Youngest. Just turned 21. Don't turn the keys of the Corvette over to a 16-year-old kid. You don't do that. Now, could Trey Lance be better than Jimmy Garoppolo is now? Okay, now that's an argument you could have, but not if you're Kyle Shanahan. You don't do the things in free agency and bring back all these one-year deals, seat filler deals, DJ Jones, Jason Verrett, right? K'Wan Williams, you can go on and on and on. You don't do those if you don't think this is a year that you could win. They have said, again, hold them to their word. They have said, the only issues we have with Jimmy is he can't stay healthy. He's proved we can get to the Super Bowl. He's proven that. So hold them to that. So does Jimmy Garoppolo have a trade value? He doesn't right now. Every team thinks that they have their quarterback of the future. We know that not to be true. Sam Darnold, is he going to pan out and, you know, the Panthers? Is Teddy Bridgewater or Drew Locke going to be the guy? You know, you can go up and down. Is Mac Jones going to be the guy in New England? There's all kinds of places where it's just like, man, is this the guy? What's going to happen in Houston? We don't know. Like, there's lots of issues where it's like, not every single quarterback's going to pass. Shout out to Phil. He just iced it, got his victory. What's up, Phil? Tip of the hat, my friend. That is incredible. That's awesome. I love seeing stuff like that. But not every quarterback's going to pan out. That's just facts. Brandon, you go to Daniel Jones with New York. I don't know if that's going to work. Like, I'm just going to say, like, I don't think it's going to happen. So the quarterback market right now, it's dry. It doesn't exist because everybody is hopeful their guys pan out. We know that not to be the case. But you got to wait. And again, you look back to issues that you had, and where have we seen something like this before? It's so simple. You don't have to go back too far. It's the Philadelphia Eagles. When they drafted a quarterback from North Dakota State, they had a veteran, kind of limited physicality player in place, Sam Bradford, right? And they're like, yeah, we're fine. We're just going to keep them both. Well, what happens? You get into training camp, and that quarterback market, which was dry, heats up with one injury. Teddy Bridgewater tears his, you know, everything in his leg in practice. Well, the Vikings saw they had, this was their chance. They had a winning roster. So you were able to bend them over the barrel and get a first-round pick for Sam Bradford, which was bananas. That could happen again. You never root for injuries, but who's to say that won't happen? What happens if, I don't know, I don't even want to put a name on it, but a team that sees themselves as a contender and their window is open now, man, you mean tell me I can get Jimmy Garoppolo for a late first? There's a possibility. Who knows? It can happen. But you keep him right now. And Jimmy Garoppolo should start. You know, this question wasn't even on there, but I'm going on the record. I'm saying this repeatedly. I think that Trey Lance's first start should be week 11. Week 11. The bye week is week 6. So a lot of people want to circle week 6 as, hey, this is when I want that to take place. I'm telling you right now, week 11 is what I got circled. Because after the bye week, week 6, you got the Colts, top 5 defense. You got the Bears, at the Bears, top 5 defense. Cardinals, top 10 defense. Rams, top 3 defense. Seahawks, not a good defense, but it's on the road in Seattle. That's huge. I'm not throwing a 21-year-old rookie who hasn't played in a year and a half in there under those conditions. That's not prime for me. Not saying they won't. I'm just saying, man, why not let Jimmy, who's done all these things, go there and handle those? Week 11, Jacksonville. Week 12, poor defense. Vikings, terrible defense. Week 13, all right, now, then you got the Seahawks again, then Bengals, then Falcons, then Titans, all bad defenses. Then Texans, like, you've got a 6-week stretch there with some poor defenses, and I'm okay with that. So, yeah, we'll have to see what happens there. That's kind of what I like about it and kind of what I want to see personally, you know. And so we'll have to see there. I do not think that Jimmy Garoppolo is there because he has no trade value. If you really didn't like Jimmy, you could just cut him and keep that money and then get Julio. That's fine. You could do that. But no, Kyle Shanahan's not letting bad quarterback play ruin his this year. He's not going to do that. He has insulated himself from those things. Manuel, this is on Patreon. Thank you for the support, Manuel. How confident are you in our new defensive coordinator, D'Amico Ryans? Okay, so like, or one, he's got more parts to this question. I love D'Amico. And let me explain why I love D'Amico Ryans. He came out of Alabama. I hate Alabama. And if you live in Alabama, I love you guys. It's not like I dislike everybody from Alabama. I hate Alabama. I hate that school. I can't stand it. I don't like it. But there are certain players that transcend some of those things. And I love D'Amico Ryans since he came out. One, you know, I played linebacker at the high school level. That's what I transitioned to linebacker. It played, you know, whatever else. There were a few guys that I watched in college that I just loved. And so we'll have to kind of see what that looks like. Now, Manuel goes on and says, do you know anything about him from past experience? No. The only thing I can say is nobody does. Kyle Shanahan was with him at Houston, all right, because D'Amico Ryans was a Philly, then he went to the Texans, and Shanahan was with him there. They brought him on the coaching staff as a position, you know, coach, and it came known after the fact. You know, we just found this out recently. Houston tried to poach him from the 49ers to a coordinator position, and we said, no, he's not going anywhere. He's with us, and then we promoted him. So he's a hot commodity, and everywhere he has gone, nobody's ever said anything bad about him. So I love that about him. You know, he's a hot new coach. And so that's great as well. You want to stay with the fact, and this is a little bit, you know, whatever. You want to look way down the road. I don't think this is the goal. One, I love minority coaching hires and promotions. That's huge. The NFL is encouraging this. We're receiving 3 third-round picks because the 49ers are one of the teams that promotes coordinators and GMs and personnels and coaches that are minority coaches, right? And so, again, you're promoting another coordinator guy that's got a huge track record in the NFL. You go watch all those Robert Saleh, like, pump up, jumping up and down pictures and stuff. Guess who you see right behind him every freaking time? D'Amico Ryans. Crazy high energy, crazy positive mental attitude guy that just fills the room with his presence everywhere he goes. Everybody says the same thing about him. So those are the things we know about him. And again, if it pans out, you've got a very young coach that if he gets promoted to that head coaching level, guess what? Another 2 third-round picks. Now, I'm not saying that's why you promote him. I'm saying that's an extra benefit to promoting them. And so I think that's important. So I like him. I don't think we're going to see a lot of changes on the defense year one. I think it's going to kind of say, now we did transition a little bit more throughout the year to a too high safety look, quarters kind of protection on the back end of the secondary. So I think that's there's a couple things there that, you know, I think are important. But I don't think we're going to change too much. But I like him. And to be honest with you, I'm pretty excited. I think Robert Saleh, as much as I loved him, my issues were just how vanilla the defense was and his lack of in-game adjustments. He got better as time went on. But I'm hoping that changes. I don't like letting one player beat me or one play beat me. You go back to that Miami game even this year, and you can say, well, it's personnel. Well, get the guy out of the game. You send him out there, 3 straight drives. He gives up 3 straight touchdowns on 3 of the exact same plays. Yeah, you make a change. So you gotta kind of change those things, and we'll just have to see what that looks like. Let's see here. This is from Matt W. on Patreon. With the roster currently constructed or close to it, do you think Trey Lance has what it takes to lead the team to a Super Bowl this year, or are you realistically looking 2 to 3 years down the road? This is a Super Bowl roster. There is no doubt about that. Kyle Shanahan finally got a quarterback that he wanted in Trey Lance, and I think that's awesome. We finally are going to get to see 11 on 11. When you don't have a mobile quarterback and you just have somebody that sits back there and hands the ball off, you don't have to account for him in the run game. That's going to change dramatically when Trey Lance steps in. Another thing that I think is really important, Matt, and one of my favorite things about Trey Lance, he's got a freaking cannon, and he loves to throw the deep ball. Very, very aggressive with the deep ball. So that's another added element to this offense. We're going to find out. Is Kyle Shanahan telling his quarterbacks, Mullins, C.J. Beathard, you know, Hoyer, Jimmy G, not to throw it deep? Like, is that just part of it? Like, don't throw it deep? Because you go back to Trey Lance in college, the dude aired it out. He aired it out. And so that's going to be key. The run game's going to get the biggest benefit, but also the deep passing game's going to be huge. And I don't even think that Trey Lance has to be great. You know, I go back and I put this out there on Twitter, you know, if the 49ers had Andy Dalton, which I don't think anybody thinks is that great outside of Chicago. If they just had Andy Dalton as their quarterback last year, the 49ers make the playoffs. The 49ers were a 500 team last year with the worst quarterback play in the entire NFL. The worst quarterback play in number 4. Now, you could talk about numbers and metrics and passing yards. Yeah, Mullins was killer at that. But we were 2nd worst in the NFL in turnovers. We had 31 interceptions. Like, what? What? Like, you don't win games with averaging almost 2 interceptions. Man, I might be off on that number. And if I am, I apologize. But I think I'm right on that number. Let's see here. I'm fact-checking myself on air because I want to be really pissed off. Oh, we had 31 turnovers. Okay. We had 31 turnovers. We had 30 interceptions. My bad. We ranked 31st in turnovers, and we had 30 interceptions. My bad. My apologies to number 4, Nick Mullins. How dare I slander your name? Anyway, those are the things that have to change. And so if you could put in Trey Lance, who was a quarterback that never turned the ball over, he's going to have turnovers, just so you know. It's different playing field. But you got somebody that's going to protect the ball, be an asset in the running game, and force the secondary to back the hell up. You can't key on the 49ers run defense anymore. You're going to do an eight-man box? Fine. He's got a cannon. The dude can chunk it. So I love those things. Would I be upset if you were to ask me right now, okay, what are the chances over the next 3 years the 49ers win a Super Bowl? I'm saying yeah. Yes. That window is open. Coaching staff, check. Quarterback, he's young. We're going to have to see. But man, I'm loving where we are there. Roster, check. Let's see. I would bet positive. I got a bet in already on the 49ers winning the Super Bowl this year. You know me. but yeah, I think it's very positive. And I think there is a legit chance that we win the Super Bowl. If I was betting, what year is the most likely? 2022. That's what I would say. Let him get some of the stuff out of his system whenever he finally does start week 11. Like I said, he's going to have some rookie mistakes. And it's going to take a while to learn. But, man, 2022, I wish I had a futures bet who the 2022 Super Bowl champ's going to be. I'm telling you right now, that's going to be where it's at. I like it. Another question. This is from Twitter. Brian S. Tight end to battle. Or do we see more juice this year, which is my hope? I think we saw the most juice we're going to get last year. He was the most involved in the run game, pass game, all those things. So I don't think he does more from a ball-carrying standpoint than what we saw last year. But it was an increase. It was his most productive year he's ever had with the ball in his hands. Yeah, we're going to be using two tight ends. Now, Charlie Warner is who you want to win that job. Roz Dwelly has kind of held it down very well. Duct tape Dwelly. I love it. So we'll have to see what happens there. But I want it to be Warner, but I love them both. I think they bring different things. Dwelly's a little bit more active in the pass game, whereas Charlie Warner, though, if he hits his ceiling, run blocking, again, gosh, the best run blocking tight end fullback move piece in college, maybe he's ready to take that step up, and golly, now your running game's even better. Man, I love it. I'm getting pumped up throughout this podcast. I don't know if I'm the only one that's not like jacked right now, but I'm pretty excited. Let's take a trip to the past. This is Todd P. Sent me an email. He asked this. He said, curious who one of your not so popular or favorite 49ers are if when looking to the past. We all know Rice, Montana, Gore, etc. Dig a little deeper. I'm a nostalgia like freak, man. Like I love this stuff. And I knew right away who I was going with. It was a first-round pick on a fullback, right? You guys just said you want more juice. Who was the first-round pick that was a fullback? I'm going to pause for a second. Let's throw this up in the chat. The 49ers spent a first-round pick on a fullback, all right? Y'all tell me who that was because that's never going to happen again. I can give you one more hint on there. Right here, baby, for those people watching at home. Y'all see this? Young Fat Chapman was running around doing this, looking like a moron. Bar none, baby. I love this guy. I played fullback. I'm not seeing the right name on there. I know we're on a little bit of delay there. But, anyway. All those being said, man, I freaking love it. One of my favorite players ever was William Bar None Floyd. He was such a fun guy. I'm saying Brian knows his stuff, man. Brian is, we do a Patreon monthly hangout and we do like trivia and stuff sometimes. Brian's a beast. This dude, like he knows his stuff. So shout out to Brian. Of course he knew it. Of course he was the first one that got it. That dude knows his stuff, man. We need to start like a 49ers fantasy thing. Anyway, that's what it is. But yeah, so I love that dude. The fact that he was a first round fullback, he was so fun. I even wore his number for a couple of years, which he was just so freaking intense, and I love that. When he went to the Chargers, I was so pissed off, but you know, you do what you got to do. It's what it is. But this has been fun. I've enjoyed this, you know, bouncing around. There's a lot of stuff going on in the chat. Man, some of you guys need to chill out a little bit. I love arguments and all those things. But this is a positive community, and arguing is one of the most beautiful things in the world. Attack ideas, don't attack people, just like I tell my students all the time. Anyway, that's what it is. Yeah, Brian, man, I tell you what, man, if we had a NFL or 49ers trivia, let's find a way to compete, man. I know you're on the other side of the country, but you better be coming to Philly. Brian, you're coming to Philly, aren't you? We got our meetup taking place. And yeah, I'm trying to fix that, Tommy. I appreciate that, man. There we go. I'm sorry about that. I need somebody to monitor the chat. Whenever I'm going off, I don't get to like jump all in there. So I appreciate that. Tag me, let me know. But again, you know, I'm going to end this episode just kind of talking about what we're working on. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Head over there. Even if you're not going to come party with us the night before, that's okay. Save some money on hotels. I got us group rates. We're staying at freaking Michigan Avenue. Walking distance to the Soldier Field. We're staying right in Rittenhouse Square, freaking one of my favorite hotels in Philly. We're going to be having a blast, and you're doing it, and you're saving incredible money. So that's there. Head over there, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. That's where that's at. But I want to say thank you, guys. This is fun. You know, I just wanted to jump on and talk 49ers, and I appreciate you guys being here, going through all that. Like, subscribe, rate, review the show wherever you listen. That helps us out the most. Patreon.com, 49ers Rush Podcast. That's where you support us. That's where it's at. That's where you get all that film. Going to have another breakdown up for you guys tomorrow over there. Just going through our rookies, man. And once we get through our rookies, we're going to start back over with our rookies, getting as many snaps and breakdowns and game footage as we can on those guys. That's what we got. So thank you, guys. Really appreciate it. Awesome show. Had a lot of fun. And as always, stay strong, faithful.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.